Bill, if you would, first of all, tell me your name, position with the company.
Okay, my name's Dr. Bill Baker. I'm an executive director leading the Global Clinical Development Group for Veterinary Medicine R&D.
Well, here at our media event, and thank you very much for having us in to get this close look at what Pfizer Animal Health is doing. Tell me a little bit about that. You gave us some sort of overview-type remarks to get us going, I believe. And what are some of the things you'd like our listeners, readers, to most know about Pfizer and what you're doing right now?
So I think one of the things we emphasize is that Pfizer is unique. If you look in terms of the investment or the return on investment that we take out of the sales of our products and churn back into our research and development budget, it's the biggest in the industry far and away. And that really is the underwrites the commitment we have to bringing new products to market.
Can you give us some specifics about that? I thought it was impressive and not, you know, knowing just what to compare that to, but you did put it in perspective.
Right. So if you look at total sales of the top three animal health companies, we are number one or number two in almost every segment, but it's close between the Merrells, the Pfizers, particularly those two, and the new Schering Plough Intervet group. And yet when you look at the investment in research, we're 50% greater than the nearest competitor in terms of the amount of money we put into research and development. So we've got a budget we put into R&D that's disproportionate to our sales.
Well, it is significant, and getting to see where you do that and sort of how you do that, I think, has been a real eye-opener for some of us who have not had that kind of perspective. In bringing this group of journalists in, what do you most hope to accomplish in communicating with these type of individuals?
I think what we wanted to say to them is we're proud of the research we do. We're proud of our commitment to bringing new products to market. And we want to show you some of what we do, and we want to reflect the commitment of the people that work in this company in terms of the importance we see in veterinary medicine, the future of veterinary medicine, and how we can contribute to its success.
Well, we had to, I think, kind of narrow the focus because you've got so many products in so many different areas. And so we really looked at this case with cattle and specifically BRD as a problem that you have products to solve. Tell us a little bit about just what you're doing in the area of BRD. I know you've got some products that are still relatively new in the marketplace mm-hmm. that have just performed fantastically.
We have been, over the last 10 years, 15 years, the leader in bovine respiratory disease. You heard a lot during this meeting about some of the therapeutics, the antibiotics that we have, the frontline top technical antibiotics for treatment of bovine respiratory disease. We're also attacking it from the vaccine side. So we're ever looking for the most recent pathogenic isolates that are out there in the field, trying to bring them into research and trying to turn them into the most effective vaccines that we can produce as well. So we're really trying to contribute to the most important disease of cattle livestock production by both a two-pronged approach with antibiotics and vaccines.
I think it would be interesting to describe the type of facilities and the people that you have assembled that do this kind of work.
We have a team of 700 people that work in the research group. 275 of them are veterinarians. Others are PhDs with specialties in either reproductive health, immunology, other areas that contribute to the disease areas that we try to attack here. You know, that represents the biggest R&D force in the industry.
Anything else that you'd like producers especially to know about what Pfizer Animal Health is doing in the research and development area?
I think what Pfizer has historically stood by is that in terms of developing the strongest database to give a factual representation of what we have out on the market, we think we do a better job than anybody. And so what Pfizer invites livestock producers to do is to talk with our sales force, to talk with our veterinary operations group, even to contact research specifically if you have questions about our products or how they work or any issues with them.
Well, I want to thank you very much again, Bill, for the time and for having us out here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.